This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Great appearance by Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk last hour. If you miss any interviews, they're all available at danpatrick.com. You can also go there to sign up for the newsletter. Please do. You can be part of the team, part of the fraternity. There's a lot of great things there. Sum up the show each day at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Also, if you're going to be involved in our bracket challenge, and we encourage everybody, you got to be signed up with the newsletter, and we'll give you all those details after Selection Sunday. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. It was a year ago tonight. Sports world was shut down after what happened with the Utah Jazz, Oklahoma City Thunder, and Rudy Gobert. Scott Van Pelt was working that night on the mothership, and he'll join us coming up next hour to talk about that and where we are a year later. The NFL is structured to create parity. I think we all know that. No championship team is repeated in over 15 years. As soon as you win that Super Bowl, teams start coming for your players, and you don't have high draft picks to replace them. You can only afford so many great players. By the way, the salary cap numbers are out, and it dipped a little bit from 198 last year. This year's cap is $82.5 million. I did laugh when Jerry Jones was getting credit because he knew what the salary cap was going to be. Therefore, he could overpay for Dak Prescott. No other agent or no other owner is being given credit for knowing what the salary cap number was going to be. Only Jerry Jones knew, and that's why he overpaid for Dak Prescott. I'm not believing that. I think Jerry got a bad deal, but got the only deal that he could, given the circumstances there. Jerry's not taking a victory lap. Normally, we would hear Jerry. He usually has his Tuesday radio appearance. Maybe he doesn't do that in the offseason, but you would think after a deal like this, you take a victory lap if you got a great deal. He did not get a great deal with Dak Prescott. And I think that this is a better deal than what Patrick Mahomes got. Here are the numbers for Patrick Mahomes. Now, this is assuming that they don't renegotiate, restructure his deal after, you know, 3 or 4 years. $22 million. That's this next season. Mahomes makes $22 million, then $30, $40, 38, 42, 42, 60. $60 million in 2027, then 45, 45, 51, 53. That will be, and it is already, a team-friendly deal with Patrick Mahomes. Dak Prescott, with what he's getting paid in the first 2 years, and then he won't even get to a fourth year. after the third year, we're going to find out, you know, what the Cowboys think of Dak Prescott, what's happened, playoffs, have they made it to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, and if they've done any of those things, Dak Prescott, in that going into that fourth year, is probably going to get a new deal. His contracts are going to blow Patrick Mahomes' deal out of the water. It sounded great. When I first saw it, I thought, you're going to get a bargain, Kansas City. If the average price tag is going to be around $45 million for Patrick Mahomes, given his trajectory, that's a bargain for Kansas City. At what point, though, does Patrick Mahomes' agent go, wait a minute here. We deserve $60 million a year, not just 2027, where we get $60 million. Dak Prescott got a great deal. But with that comes the expectations. Now it's not a cute story, out of nowhere, comes in, Mississippi State, fourth round draft pick. Yeah, Tony Romo gets hurt. Now you go in, you go 13-3. That doesn't work anymore. Now the expectation level with Dak Prescott is the same it is with Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. Win a Super Bowl. Not, hey, you made it to the first round of the playoffs. Hey, you got to the second round of the playoffs. Now comes the pressure, the real pressure. Because when you win, you'll get credit. When you lose, you're going to get the blame. And you start to look at what you can do with a roster like that, that is bloated right now, and what can you afford? Because when you're making $600,000 a year as the starting quarterback with the Cowboys, you can afford everybody else. Well, when you afford everybody else, then all of a sudden you get paid, you're going to have some of these guys get cut. And that's where you're going to have to hope that Dallas can make some good draft picks here. You know, the Buccaneers decided they were going to keep Chris Godwin. And I thought that that was an interesting signing by them, because Tom Brady probably had a word in this and said, got to keep Godwin for me. Levante David, they have signed him to a two-year deal. And he might be the face of a faceless defense. He's a wonderful player. Devin White is a star. If they get Shaq Barrett back, now all of a sudden, Tampa is the team to beat again. And we normally think that after you win a Super Bowl, like, oh, they're the team to beat. It's rare when that team to beat is formidable the next season. But if you bring back Shaq Barrett, you bring back Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette. I don't know if Ndamukong Suh is back. Brady getting a contract extension. You know, the Buccaneers right now look pretty good. They hit their stride at the right time last season, and they'll face serious challenges to keep the momentum rolling this fall. You can go back to last season where I wondered if they were making the playoffs. And that's with the extra playoff spot. I thought that might be how Tampa gets in, because I didn't think they were great. But I also realized eventually, soon after, Brady is doing what Belichick does every year, and that is we're kind of figuring out who we are in real time, right in front of people. This isn't we know in July who we are, or August who we are, or September who we are. Brady, I think, was still figuring this out. No preseason games, no offseason workouts, and you're going into the season, you're trying to figure out, who are we? I'm bringing in Leonard Fournette, I'm bringing in Gronk, Antonio Brown. Who are we? And then they figured out who they were. And that's when all of a sudden the defense was winning games and the offense complemented the defense. But this is just like what the Patriots do. Who are we? September is preseason for Belichick. Always has been. Those first four games, we're figuring out who we are. It took Brady and the Bucs a little bit longer because he was joining a new team. Now all of a sudden, you've already eased Gronk in, Leonard Fournette in, and I can save some of these guys. There were games I'd watch, I didn't know Gronk was playing. But they didn't rely on Godwin and Mike Evans to do any damage in the Super Bowl. It's Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette, and Rob Gronkowski. and that defense. The defense is the key. Brady had a wonderful season. Without that defense, you're not winning. That defense was spectacular. And somebody on that defense deserved MVP, in my opinion. But we love to give it to the quarterback. It was a quarterback-driven Super Bowl. Fine, you give it to Tom Brady. But if Tampa is going to be formidable and maybe repeat, it will be because of the defense. Yeah, Paul.
2 years ago, under Jameis Winston, the Buccaneers had the third-ranked offense in the league in scoring. Last year, they had the third-ranked offense in the league in scoring. Nothing changed. Yeah. 2 years ago, with Jameis Winston, that old roster, 29th in the league in defense. Last year, they're 8th in the league in defense.
Yeah. I thought at the end of the year they were top 5 defense the previous year with Jameis Winston. And that's why when Brady was going there, Brady probably looked and, you know, look at the Patriots defenses. Those defenses were winning Super Bowls for Tom. Big plays, you had great players. It's just we focus on the quarterback. But those defenses were winning Super Bowls as well, and that's the same with that Tampa defense. NBC Peacock, the original Punky Brewster, perfect for the whole family. Best of all, it's free. The beloved 80s icon is all grown up, raising kids on her own. You can stream the episodes for free exclusively at Peacock. Sign up at PeacockTV.com to get started. Say good morning to Peacock, our TV partner, and our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, in our Fox Sports Radio lineup as well. I was paying homage. Is it homage, McLovin, or is it homage?
I think it's homage.
It is homage.
Yes.
I thought it was homage.
You pay homage, right?
But
you don't pay homage.
I don't? Okay. I'm going to...
Are you paying homage to Gonzaga?
Gonzaga. Gonzaga. Not Gonzaga. Homage. It's Gonzaga. What Mark Few has done has been incredible. It really has. Quietly incredible. I go back to when Dan Monson got a lot of attention at Gonzaga. That was 1997, 1998. That team won 28 games in his second season, went to the Elite Eight. He left and took the Minnesota job. And he was there for 8 years and then moved on to Cal State Long Beach. I believe he's still there. Haven't heard much from him since then. Mark Few takes over in 1999. Since then, made the NCAA tournament every season. Never missed a tournament. Won 25 or more games, 20 of the 22 seasons. Won 30 or more games 6 times. They're undefeated, won last night, and they'll be the number one seed going into the tournament. And you start to realize with Gonzaga, we knew about them with John Stockton, with what Monson did those first 2 years there. You know, that was the John Stockton school. And then after that, they would have players that you would go, oh, okay, that's a nice player. But they don't do one and done. They have a one and done this year in Jalen Suggs. Zach Collins, I believe, is their first one and done player. The 7-footer went to the Portland Trailblazers. But Brandon Clark, Rui Hachimura, Zach Collins, Kelly Olynyk, Austin Dave, there's Adam Morrison, Ronnie Turiaf, Dan Dickow, Richie Fromm. Morrison was the third pick in the draft. Stockton, by the way, was 1984. But you go there to play basketball, you're probably not going there to play in the NBA. Now, it doesn't mean they don't have great players, very good players, who do get a chance in the NBA. But we don't run down the list of players and how many millions of dollars that they've earned in the NBA. Like Kentucky, John Calipari loves to trot that out. You know, my players have made over $2 billion. Yeah, that's true. Gonzaga, I don't know what they've made if you total it all up, but it's probably not an impressive total. But Mark Few, I know, was up for the UCLA job, turned down the UCLA job years ago. He's one of those guys that you kind of figure out who you are and what's your comfort zone. And Mark must have figured this out a long time ago, because there is that urge to go someplace else, make more money, a new challenge. But what Mark Few has done has been really incredible. In today's college basketball world? Pretty incredible. And he's not going to be mentioned because you're not winning titles. You know, he's not up there with Boeheim or, you know, Calipari, Coach K. But it's always tournament time where we go, oh, man, Gonzaga's good. Never during the regular season until this year because they went undefeated. And, you know, can they be the Indiana Hoosiers in the mid-70s that went undefeated, you know, through the entire tournament? Yeah, McLovin.
I hate to say this, but
you're
Baylor
going to.
Is like, you know, Baylor's in that elite. I feel like Big 12 schools always have like one or two losses go in the tournament and flame out early. Like Oklahoma when they were really good. Kansas is hit and miss. Like Baylor is like one of those schools. Yeah, they're number two, but I don't feel like they're blue bloody at all. Like
blue bloody.
Nothing about them excites me either. Like,
here's the number of players. Do you guys want to guess the college with the most pros? No, that's not fair. You'll get that. Kentucky, 32 pros right now. Duke has 29. And then there's a big drop-off there. North Carolina has 13, Arizona 11, Kansas 11, Michigan 11, Texas 11, UCLA 11, Villanova. Villanova's another one of those. You're not here to be a one and done. And that's why they're so dangerous when it comes tournament time. Villanova has 9, Washington 9, Florida State has 8, Michigan State 8, USC 8, Virginia 8. Virginia is another school you're not going to be a one and done. Iowa State has 7. Gonzaga has 6. Indiana has 6. Louisville, Wake Forest have 6. So Gonzaga, you're going there. You're going there to play basketball, not going there for a one and done. Yeah, Paul.
And if you look back, I look back on Mark Few job offers. There's tons of them. He was offered UCLA supposedly multiple times. He was broached by UCLA, Arizona, and that's high-end property. A lot of people thought he would take the Oregon job because he's from Oregon and that's his alma mater. Passed on Oregon. There's a story that the Knicks reached out to him just last year about a job, and he said no quickly.
Yeah. Yes.
Violently.
Yes.
But he's been offered, they said, about a dozen different big-time programs have called him over the past 2 decades.
The last 23 wins by Gonzaga have come by double-digit margins, and they were down by double digits last night to BYU. Yeah, McLovin.
Doesn't that say a lot? University of Washington has 9 NBA players and Gonzaga has 6? I can't tell you one moment of UW basketball.
Oh, yeah, you can. Markelle Fultz?
I can tell you a player, but I can't remember them being in the tournament or anything, like making a tournament run.
And Brandon Roy was, I think, Washington State, wasn't he?
Was he really?
Yeah, was he Washington or Washington State? I know Klay Thompson's Washington State. But, yeah, you're right. You know, you're going, wait, Washington has more pros than Gonzaga? But Jalen Suggs will be a one and done for Gonzaga. What's the poll question we're going with?
Okay, so our one was who's got a brighter future, the Giants or the Jets? It was actually 51% Giants, although Twitter was strong. A lot of NFL experts weighed in and said it was the Jets.
Okay.
Then we did, our two is, would you rather lose your hair at age 20 but keep all 10 fingers, or lose your pinky and keep your hair? That's actually pretty close. 53% want to keep the hair. I would have thought it'd be even bigger. So only 47% want to part with their pinky.
It's a lot closer than I thought.
Yeah, I would have thought the hair would have really run away with that one.
They also announced the finalists for the Basketball Hall of Fame. Once again, it's not the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Paul Pierce, Chris Webber, Ben Wallace. There's some coaches in there. I'm not sure who else I'm missing. How many finalists are there? Is it 12 or 15? But Paul Pierce is leading the charge. He had over 24,000 points, over 4,300 assists as a Celtic, ranking second in franchise history in points behind John Havlicek and fifth in assists. Tim Hardaway is also up there. Timmy had a good college career. It was just was not, you know, they were not playing in big games back then. But he was a 5-time All-Star, and he was part of Run TMC. He might have been an Olympic member, maybe played.
Yeah, 2000, okay. Gold medal.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Chris Webber should obviously go in the Basketball Hall of Fame, but would you do some type of display around the Fab Five? It's the Hall of Fame for basketball, and that's the most famous group of, you know, athletes as a group in all time in any sport. Those guys, you know, there's documentaries plural about them. They're, you know, I would do some type of display for the Fab Five in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Cultural impact, basketball, in that order. But yeah, they were as big as it got.
Well, I don't know. Did they do that for Texas Western?
I think they should.
Yeah.
But you're not making them individual Hall of Fame members, but it's almost like putting a band in.
But do that for Texas Western before you do the Fab Five.
For sure.
Because Texas Western was the first all-black starting five beating Kentucky to win the championship. But, yeah, I'm fine with all of those. You know, remembering as many people as possible. When you tell the history of the sport, you can't tell it without Texas Western, and you certainly can't tell it without the Fab Five. Yeah, McClellan.
A couple old school names on here. Marcus Johnson, UCLA. When I was a kid, he was a big star.
Man, he was smooth. He was smooth. Marcus Johnson, I think, won two national titles at UCLA, played for the Bucks, but I don't know if that's... when it comes to the criteria for the Basketball Hall of Fame, you know, how much do they count what you did in college? How much do they count what you did in the...
And sorry, one more. Michael Cooper, who was mentioned yesterday in the Dr. J interview, is the guy who got dunked on by Dr. J, has a shot this year.
Yeah, not much of a college career, but certainly, you know, as a defensive stopper and played on those big teams. And, you know, he got the tough assignment all the time. Yeah, Paul.
In 2007, the entire 1966 Texas Western team was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
You love it. Should be. Yeah. It's contributions. You know, it's like Buck O'Neill. I've said this before. He finally got in. Buck O'Neill was such a wonderful gentleman. And he would talk about the players he played against in the Negro Leagues. And Buck was a great player himself. But, you know, these players who got in posthumously to the Baseball Hall of Fame, Buck would be the guy who would be telling you about how great they were, because they weren't alive for the moment. And I just said, Buck was a great player, but his contributions to the game, he kept these players alive, Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell. He let you know who they were, not just a name and stats. And that's what I loved about it, contributions to the game. And I'm still trying to get, you know, John Facenda, the voice of the NFL, into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I haven't given up on it. You know, David Baker has been very open to listening to me, sent a letter to him a couple of months ago. And I just said he needs to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's the voice of the NFL. Contributions to the game. If we put broadcasters in there, I mean, if Leslie Visser is in there or Chris Berman's in there, go down the list of media members. John Facenda is every bit that. And I have no problem putting in Chris or Leslie Visser or Andrea Kramer. Contributions to the game. But John Facenda was the voice. And when people go, well, he just read a script. And you know what? Sinatra just sang a song. Sinatra didn't write him. Elvis didn't write him. John Facenda didn't write it, but he delivered it. Denzel Washington is not writing the script to Training Day, but what you give him with those words, he makes magic. Yes, McClellan.
Yeah, Denzel Washington, by the way. Trey, I just saw a retrospective of his career.
Yeah.
He had a 20-year run where he did an Oscar-worthy movie every other year.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect example. Like, yeah, John Facenda, I'm totally in.
Yeah, we just get caught up in it. Well, he didn't write it. No, he didn't. But he delivered it in a way that was magical.
When you tried out for that job,
yes,
did you try to be John Facenda?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy.
It was pathetic. Because I did voiceover work for NBA Entertainment, and they would always say, you know, we need you to have a deeper voice. Well, I have a pretty decent voice, but they would go, no, you got to be down like this. And I'm going, all right, but that's weird. And then I went in to try a voiceover at NFL Films, and I was trying my best. The silver and black clad masters of intimidation nearly took Joe Theismann's head off. So I was imitating John Facenda. I didn't get the job. They gave it to Harry Callis. Take a break here. 24 after the hour. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Tax deadline approaching. It's important. Take steps to avoid being a victim of tax scams. Cyber criminals have used social security numbers to file fake returns in an attempt to steal your refund. You put your information out there online, so many places. Cyber criminals keep finding new ways to steal identities. And there is one all-in-one protection. It's Norton 360 with LifeLock. Makes it easy to have protection in the digital world. Device security blocks cyber criminals from stealing personal information on your devices. VPN with bank-grade encryption helps keep that information you send over Wi-Fi very safe. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection monitors personal information, alerts you to potential threats to your identity. No one can prevent all identity theft, cybercrime, but if you have Norton 360 with LifeLock, you can opt in to cyber safety. Norton.com/Patrick. You can get up to 25% off or more in your first year. That's 25% off at Norton.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Happy Dan Patrick's Day t-shirts up on the website there. Got some great new t-shirts up there. Go to DanPatrick.com. Duke beat Boston College. The Blue Devils are now 12-11. They probably have to win the ACC tournament to make it into the tournament. You know, there was a point back in February where it looked like Duke was going to make a run. They won four straight. They beat a top 10 team, Virginia. Then they lost in overtime to Louisville and Georgia Tech. The wheels came off in that regular season finale against North Carolina. And now their last chance. Even Coach K said, we don't deserve to be in the tournament. If the ACC doesn't go well, get ready for the first tournament without Duke in over 25 years. Does Duke accept an invitation to the NIT if Duke doesn't make the NCAA tournament? Should they accept a bid to the NIT? Could you make Duke a 16 seed? Yes, Paul.
I was wondering about that. Could you let Duke in the tournament based off their chance of doing damage in the tournament? Almost like a historical exemption. Because they do have talent on the roster. The talent is starting to play better together. And, you know, I know Drexel got in because of automatic bids, but who has a better chance to win the tournament, Drexel or Duke?
Well, if Duke had a player who was must-see TV, then I would grant you that.
But it's almost like history. Like if Alabama's 11-1 and there's another team like NC State was 12-0, who would get the bid for the Final Four? And I'm talking college football.
If a team was undefeated,
like, but a team that's, you know, is not as good as Alabama. Like NC State football is 12-0. Alabama's 11-1. I know Duke's not even close, but I think they should be historically let in.
Yeah, but this comes down to, you know, who is similar, who's 12-11 and going to make the tournament. That's what I would want to know. Not an automatic berth, but who is 12-11 and going to make the tournament. Duke doesn't deserve to be in there, even though they are Duke and it's Coach K. But March Madness is fun, even if Duke's not in there. And I know that I talk about the Final Four in college football being a TV show, and I truly believe that that factors in the number of eyeballs that you can bring. I mean, you have to have a worthy resume, but I do think that if they look at the tiebreaker, they're going to go, who's got a better fan base, Ohio State or TCU? We're going to go with Ohio State. When it comes to March Madness, it's a little bit different. If, let's say, Zion was on this team that was 12-11, then I would go, okay. I would open the door for that conversation. This is a team that's not interesting at all. And you can make the case their best player opted out. Who do they have? I maintain when I watch Duke, it feels like the team on the floor is the second team to what we're used to with Duke. And then you realize, no, that's their starting lineup. Yeah, McLovin.
So if Duke's not in, who's the next closest thing to a must-watch team? And I guess Kentucky's out.
Well, Duke wouldn't be a must-watch team if they were in.
But I feel like to the casual fan, Duke's still, at least you're going to, well, what's the closest thing to a Duke? I mean, Duke's the number one team, right? Not this year, but.
Well, I mean, Michigan's got good history. They've lost recently a couple of times. Do you want to see Gonzaga go undefeated? Baylor's going to be up there. Look, this is not a great tournament as far as star power. That's first and foremost, you know, that's what I would start with. But we always have these buzzer beaters. We always have there's a Cinderella story. There's a player you don't know about. And then you'll go, that's why we watch. I'm going to watch. If Duke was in it, would I go out of my way to watch that? Yeah, I would. I'd be curious. But the other day, Coach K admitted that Duke doesn't deserve a bid. He said, you know, for us, even to even have a dream of getting into the NCAA tournament we have to do an amazing job to get into this tournament. Quite frankly, we haven't earned that right. Even if we had beaten North Carolina, I still think we'd need to do more because we lost close games. You have to reward the teams that do it, not just the fact that we've done it as a program. You've got to do it. And then you'll get people who will go, yeah, see, the one and dones came back to hurt Duke and Kentucky. Well, what about all those other years when they had the one and dones? If you said to Coach K and Coach Cal, hey, would you give up the one and dones over the last decade or so? I'm going to guess they'd probably say, no, not going to do that. But at some point, you'll have those players who are one and done not going to college. That doesn't mean you won't have one and done players, because the players who will be in college will still be recognized as very good players. They just won't be playing against the best players. If you have the G League develops, or you start a post-high school league, something where you can get these players, get them ready for the NBA, get them paid, let them get an agent, those kind of things. And we may be really far down the road. Do we get to the point where the NBA says, okay, no more one and dones? You know? And then what's going to happen with some of these, you know, teams, these programs, these coaches and their philosophy here? Because I still maintain, I love the one and done because I do want to see them at least 1 year. But I also, because of the one and done, that allows these mid-majors to still be relevant. And it's great. And next year is the last one and done year. And then what happens? Does Duke then get those players, or North Carolina or Kentucky, Kansas, that would have gone to another school and spent 3 years there? And it might be back to the 1980s again. But Duke and Kentucky will continue to be Duke and Kentucky as long as Calipari's there, Coach K's there. Michigan State, that's an interesting team there with Tom Izzo. And they could win it all this year, as crazy as that may sound. Yeah, Paul.
And a guy like Zion Williamson is never going to happen again in college basketball. A guy that hot, that exciting, that promotable and sponsorable, he won't spend 1 second in college, especially with the new rule where you don't have to. He'll go to a overseas or G League or anything. There'll be a point where someone's going to skip their senior year of high school and go play overseas and make $200,000.
I watch the G League. It's on in the afternoon. And you'll get to see some players who you thought were going to make it to the NBA or were with a team in the NBA, and now they're back down there. But there's some young players. Who's the kid on Ignite? Is it Green? McLovin?
Yeah, Jalen Green. And they have another guy. He's got a trickier name. Kamurka or something?
But I'll watch them because those are kids who decided that they weren't going to play college. They went to the G League. But
Jonathan Kuminga, sorry.
Yeah.
Is the other top 10 pick there, who's on Ignite.
Yeah.
I saw they got, but they, it's funny, I see Ignite lose big to like the T-Wolves G League team because they're not ready to play with these 28-year-olds.
Well, they're men. Yeah, that's, you know, there's a big difference sometimes when you go, wow, these guys are talented. Those guys are men over there. Yes, McLovin.
Do you think NBA will judge you if you go to college instead of coming straight out in a couple years? You know how they always like the unknown? Are they going to make the mistake of taking the 18-year-old over the proven 20-year-old?
Well, we do that now, where you give me the guy from Europe, and you're like, ooh, man, haven't seen much about this guy. Yeah, we're going to take him. I mean, that's what happened. You know, Luka, we didn't know. You saw the highlight. I saw two complete games with Luka. And even then, I wasn't sold. I kept thinking, he's just fast enough. He's just quick enough. He just got his shot off. He had a great feel for the game. But I kept going, man, can he do that in the NBA? And he was bigger for his age. Size-wise, you know, he had some bulk to him. Meanwhile, I'm watching Trae Young hit bombs against whoever they're playing, you know, in college basketball with Oklahoma. And it felt like, okay, he's proving himself. Luka shocked me. When his coach, who was the coach of the Phoenix Suns, passed on him, and I went, okay, they want DeAndre Ayton over Luka Doncic. And then the Hawks made the trade with the Mavs. And that's the first time when I realized, I went, oh, damn. The Mavs are so good at scouting these guys. And I went, oh, boy, he's going to be great, isn't he? That was first time. And even now when you watch him, it feels like Luka just does enough. Step back, I just got it away. Pass, oh, he just threaded the needle there. But you give me that guy that we haven't heard that much about. It's just like what we do with quarterbacks. I don't know. This Trey Lance, North Dakota State, man. Zach Wilson, BYU. Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
I can remember us talking about DeAndre Ayton when he's coming out of college. And you know, he's kind of a true center, or close to a true center. And he's having a very nice career. He's averaging like 17 and 12. You know, that's fantastic for a center in the NBA. But we were discussing the direction of the league. You don't take a center number one anymore. You just don't do it.
Depends on what that center can do.
Like James Wiseman is not a true center as far as he moves all around the court.
Do you know that Golden State told LaMelo Ball they were taking him? Night of the draft? They said, we're taking you. Then they took James Wiseman. I don't know why they told him what happened. That's why I said I would love to have seen LaMelo Ball with Golden State. LaMelo Ball is the only NBA player in the last 60 years to lead all rookies in total points, rebounds, assists, and steals at the All-Star break.
Stat of the day.
Hell yeah.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day.
Oh.
Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
We'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Scott Van Pelt, on loan from the mothership, will join us. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon. We're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Mike Florio had an interesting comment about the Seattle Seahawks leaving Russell Wilson's name out of the newsletter that went out to season ticket holders with the Seattle Seahawks, because they talked about in the newsletter getting you to sign up for this season. We got a new running backs coach, offensive coordinator, and we have Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. At no point did the name Russell Wilson appear, who was the NFL Man of the Year, by the way. He didn't make it into the newsletter to potential season ticket holders. And Mike Florio, a former practicing lawyer, said, well, you can't put Russell's name in there without the possible threat of a lawsuit. If somebody signs up and says, all right, I'm going to buy season tickets, that I think I'm signing up to see Russell Wilson. Because, I mean, look, there have been crazier class action suits. Whether that was the reason why they kept him out of there, I don't think so. I thought it was extremely petty on the part of the Seahawks. But if you're going to say, well, we didn't put him in there. I mean, imagine if you're a potential season ticket holder or season ticket holder, and you're going to sue the team that you love because Russell Wilson's not out there, that you've traded him. I don't think that's happening, but Florio did say, as a lawyer, I would be prepared for something like that, but I don't know why you're going to make a situation worse by Russell's not happy, and he wants to have a say in what's going on here. He's not going to have a say, and it feels like they made it worse, because they were petty with Russell Wilson. Yes, Todd.
If there was, in fact, any legal reason behind it, couldn't they have put in the letter, even though it sounds cute, but it protects them, and it comes to our current quarterback, Russell Wilson? If you post it that way, where it could be, it could be, it couldn't be, it's our current quarterback.
Yeah, Players' email might not necessarily be on the field next year.
Yeah, where they have that voice where they say something, you don't even know what they're saying. You know, where you're listening to a commercial and then...
Void or prohibited.
Like...
Batteries not included. Member FDIC. And individual results may vary.
And I never know what they're saying there, but we don't even think about it. And I go, so is that really important, what they say at the very end of those commercials?
Not only do they say it quick, the print, you'd have to have like Superman vision to come close to reading one letter of that.
Yeah, Paul.
It's like those ads for the different medicines where someone's flying a kite and running around with their new bride, but then there's 18 minutes of side effects afterwards.
Yes.
And the words are always like kind of words like Skyrizi. Sky is an actual word.
Scruptivo.
Yeah.
What?
Nulanta. It sounds like Atlanta, which is a town that we know. But they're always kind of half words.
But the side effects could kill you.
Right.
But they say it in such a pleasing way where, you know, everybody's great. Everybody's healthy, and they're, you know, throwing a ball to the dog. And then, you know, side effects could include nausea, diarrhea, a death.
And but I don't have psoriasis anymore, so that's good. Moderate to severe.
Every guy in this ad has like a 67 Mustang Fastback.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have like, you know, an old Chevy Blazer. They just have some great car.
Yeah. And it's a convertible, and it's just they look like $1 million. Yeah, McClellan.
I heard one the other day, and I hope this isn't insensitive, but it says, tell your doctor if you have tuberculosis. Like, I'm like, I don't know, for psoriasis treatment, like, yeah. I think, like, the psoriasis is not your problem
and,
right now.
Isn't the doctor supposed to tell me I have tuberculosis? But I'm pretty sure that's the doctor's job.
Like, I don't think I would hide the fact I have tuberculosis.
That might come up in a conversation with the doctor.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
And it's not for everyone. Consult your doctor or pharmacist. And if you're taking an MAOI inhibitor or whatever that is, you probably don't want to mix it with this one.
Oh, I think those commercials are geared towards Todd.
I can relate to almost all of them.
Like the side effects?
All the drugs that have MAB at the end. I'm taking a few of those.
Todd's favorite band is the Humira band.
I do. I appreciate that one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All the GI ones.
Humira.
That's still the best. So they're out there jamming the band. Yeah. And they're like,
where'd she go?
Where's Sally, the lead singer? How much longer can we play this one song over and over again without a singer? Then she comes out.
She looks like
all happy.
Looks like Edie Brickell.
Feels a lot better.
All
right, we made it. I'm good for 45.
Can we get Sally a diaper? Because we just don't have this kind of time. They're starting to leave.
Todd, you can make that joke. We can.
I can make that joke.
Yes, you can.
It's like if there's an ad about one-eyed people, I'm all over it.
Yeah. Humira. Ladies and gentlemen, Humira.
It's not for everyone, though.
Not for everyone.
They never play an encore, the Humira band. They gotta get out of there.
No. They go. They really, literally go.
That's actually, they invented the encore. She's like, can you give me 5 minutes? All right. And then I'll be back in 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes.
She has an encore three songs in. Wait, encore? Wait, what's going on here?
What's with this short video presentation in the middle of a concert? Okay.
Are the Grammys on Sunday? Does that sound right? McLovin? Grammys Sunday?
Yeah, Trevor Noah's hosting. I know it's coming up.
Okay.
But I don't know. I know your band is in there, the Black Pumas.
Yeah, they should be. I mean, I don't follow music the way I once did because it feels like music is not just standalone music. It's you're a brand, you're a celebrity, you're selling things. It's not just like Rihanna. I don't know if she does music anymore, but she's probably a billionaire.
Well, I think that her company, Fenty was valued at $1 billion.
Yeah, but I don't know if she needs to do music anymore. Yeah, Paulie.
I had the list of the Emmy nominees. I'm going to give you our Grammy nominees. Best New Artist.
Why'd you bring up Emmys?
No, sorry.
It was such a nice day.
Yeah, it was.
My bad.
Okay.
Best New Artist. I'm going to name them. Do you know them? Ingrid Andress. Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, Phoebe was on Saturday Night Live.
She's a big deal.
Yeah, she smashed her guitar.
Noah Cyrus.
That's Miley's sister.
Okay. D Smoke.
No, I don't know. D's nuts.
I think we can move on.
No.
Of course you knew Miley's sister.
Noah. Anybody else on there?
Not really.
That was it? All right, final hour coming up. Scott Van Pelt will join us, and we'll look back on a year ago tonight when the sports world stopped after Rudy Gobert tested positive. Back after this, final hour, Dan Patrick Show. Close out the second hour with our friends from Simply Safe. Spoke to some of the folks from Simply Safe yesterday, and I said, hey, thank you. Thank you for being a loyal partner for over a decade with this show. And they said, no, thank you, because this audience responds. SimplySafeDan.com. You want to make sure you have the best security system? It's simple because you set it up, but it's safe. And you got that 24/7 monitoring. Anything goes wrong, they send help out to your house right away. Simply Safe, you're going to have no contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople, and comes right to your doorstep. You install it in about 30 minutes, and I mean you, anybody can do this. So there's no electrician, no technician. You don't have to let anybody in your house. Go to SimplySafeDan.com today, customize your system, and when you do that, you get a free security camera. Also, 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose. SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.